Hello, and welcome to the Yale Press podcast addendum interview with Fred Shapiro, editor of the Yale Book of Quotations. I'm your host, Chris Gondek. This is the full interview conducted on November 20th, 2006. An edited version was originally part of the holiday 2006 edition of the show. I'm very glad to be speaking with the editor of the Yale Book of Quotations, Fred Shapiro. Fred, welcome to the Yale Press podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this is the first edition of the Yale Book of Quotations. How did this project begin?
Well, I had published a book of legal quotations, American legal quotations, back in the 1990s. And in doing that, I developed some new techniques of researching quotations and presenting quotations. And I became interested in whether I could do the same thing for a general quotation book covering all subjects rather than just law. So I approached Yale University Press about doing a general quotation dictionary, and they were very interested.
So what is it that separates this book from Bartlett's or Oxford Book of Quotations?
Well, there's two big differences. First of all, my book is more comprehensive and more modern and more American-oriented. Those other two books emphasize older quotations, British quotations, whereas I was really intent on... I included the most famous older quotations and quotations from all over the world, but I was particularly concerned to include modern American culture and also subjects like popular culture, children's literature, sports, computers, politics, which were not that thoroughly covered by the other books. So that's one difference, comprehensiveness. Another one is that I did much more intensive research than any quotation book had ever done before. I used tremendous resources of online historical texts, which are now available on the World Wide Web, and I could really dig deep into the history of the language and literature to find when certain sayings first appeared. So it's a very deeply researched book. If I had not done it at this time, I could not have done the same kind of book because the tools would not have been available before the last few years.
So having said that, which quotation of the book was the most difficult for you to verify?
Well, one which was particularly complex was Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, which I think is kind of the key quotation of modern life. And there was the story that's usually given for that is that there was a test of a rocket sled at Edwards Air Force Base in California in 1949, and someone named Murphy got wired wrong and almost was killed because of this mistake in wiring in the test. So I really looked into this. I talked with one of the three people that were involved in this test in 1949, who was still alive and still alert. I had a research assistant go to Edwards Air Force Base and look at the base newspaper from that time period, and I could not find any evidence that this story was true, that Murphy's Law really came out of this 1949 test, despite the most intensive research. I searched every word of the Los Angeles Times electronically, where supposedly there was a press conference in which Murphy's Law was revealed. I couldn't find any evidence of that. But what I did find was that it was an old proverb in a lot of other fields. It was an old theatrical saying. It was an old saying among mountain climbers. And George Orwell said something very much like Murphy's Law in 1941. So my ultimate conclusion was that this story from Edwards Air Force Base was probably not true, and what was probably true was that it was an old saying in many fields.
So how long did this book take you and your associates to put together?
It took about 5 or 6 years. So it which sounds like a long time, but actually considering that I was really reinventing the quotation dictionary and examining every quotation from a fresh standpoint and researching its true origins, I think it could have taken a lot longer than that.
So were there some guidelines that kept some quotes from a speaker out while others got in?
Well, my main guideline was famousness. So someone like Mark Twain had many, many thousands of quotable remarks, but I chose the most famous ones. But I also included some quotations that may not have been the most famous, but were, for Twain and for other people, that were particularly eloquent or witty or insightful or historically important. So for each author, I was looking for their most famous quotes, but also keeping open the possibility of particularly funny or eloquent or wise quotes.
So do you remember when you first became personally interested in quotations?
It goes back a long ways, actually. When I was, I don't know, about 10 years old, my father brought home a quotation book from the Strand bookstore in New York City, a big used bookstore, and I really enjoyed looking through that. And when I was in college, I edited a popular quotation column in the school newspaper. But it's something I've been interested in, particularly became challenged with the idea of doing something innovative with quotations and something perhaps better than what anyone had done before.
Going back to that issue of innovation, do you believe that the fragmentation of electronic media, such as blogs, podcasts like this one, will make it easier or harder to keep track of quotations in the future?
Well, not to make this into an ad for Google, but as long as Google can index these various media, then I think it makes it easier because you'll be able to do searches that will find specific quotes or even look for phrases like famous quotation to identify famous quotes. If the media become fragmented in the sense that you won't be able to easily search for all of it, then that will make things more difficult. But as of now, Google is keeping up with many of the new media, such as blogs and indexing them.
So when I think of quotable people, I think of Oscar Wilde or Groucho Marx or Mark Twain. In your opinion, who's the most obscure quotable person?
Well, maybe myself. I initially included a quotation from myself in the book, which I thought was a good quote and actually had been quoted in other quotation dictionaries. But the editors at Yale thought that was tacky, and over my protests, took it out. So I guess I was too obscure to be included. Maybe I'm the most obscure person.
So is there a holiday quotation you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I think a good one is "Joy to the World," which comes from a hymn writer, Isaac Watts, in the Psalms of David Imitated, which was published in 1719.
All right. Well, Fred Shapiro, editor of the Yale Book of Quotations, thanks for being on the Yale Press podcast today.
Thank you.
And that was Fred Shapiro talking about his book, The Yale Book of Quotations, which is published by Yale University Press in 2006. For more information about this and other titles, go to the website, www.yalebooks.com.